just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel from Austin, Texas, with Boogie Back to Texas, which is what we do every week on your Island Connection, the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. And I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, where every week we hear Texas musicians perform a wide variety of music, shall we say. For tonight's show, I kind of cruised through my collection and I pulled out some songs by musicians we haven't heard for a while here on Boogie Back, and songs from these musicians we have never heard. And pretty good collection of songs, if I do say so myself. And as usual, we've got a mix of genres as well. We're going to get started with a couple of songs about heartbreak. And often, it seems to me, country songs get at this topic rather well. We're going to lead off with two songs from artists from Austin, beginning with the Railers and Can't Stop a Train.
Another mile, another memory of a love I'm trying to forget. There's no cure for my misery, for I haven't found it yet. Can't stop a train, can't stop a heart. Feeling pain is falling apart. Keep the one you love from changing. When it's rolling, can't stop a train. My love was a raging fire that consumed my heart and soul. It ran hot right down to the wire when it burned out of control. Can't stop a train, can't stop a heart. Feeling pain when it's falling apart. Can't keep the one you love from changing. When it's rolling, can't stop a train.
Thank you.
like I never cross your mind.
Cross your mind.
I hold up feeling like I'm losing mine. Whoa, but if I left you, I'd call you every single day. If I left you, I'd wonder why I went away. But you left me alone here in my misery. It's not something I would do if I left you.
Nice. That was Kelly Willis from Austin, and If I Left You from her album Easy. She started her musical career by playing in a rockabilly band in high school called Kelly Willis and the Fireballs. The band moved from Virginia to Austin after high school, and she was in subsequent bands and records which got good reviews, but not so much in the way of sales. She continued her career, you know, she had made some more songs, and she made some commercials. She was doing some performing, especially with her now husband, Bruce Robeson. And she quit for a while to take care of kids, and then she came back a few years later, and Easy was her first record back. She continues to record, and she's now have up to 4 babies, and she and Bruce are quite a duo as well. Before Kelly, we heard The Derailers, a band founded in Portland in 1996, but they moved to Austin about a year later, and the song was Can't Stop a Train from their 1997 album Reverb Deluxe, with a little hint of Last Train to Clarksville there. They had instant success in Austin, and then they started to have wider success, and they had a major label, and they had an A-list producer for an album when they had the unfortunate release date of September 11th, 2001 for that album. They did pretty well for a while, but they have not, I don't think they've had a record out since probably 2008 or so. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. Next, we turn to an album recorded in both a unique place and way, and for about a week every year, musicians and music fans board a cruise ship together on a voyage called Keamo. And on this cruise, musicians kind of team up, and they just start playing stuff together all over the ship. And in 2012, Buddy Miller, a veteran of these cruises, decided to capture some of these moments, and he brought some gear, and they recorded some songs for a radio show he does on Sirius XM Outlaw Country called Buddy and Jim Lauderdale Radio Show. And in 2014, Buddy said, well, let's do more. So he brought some more gear and some extra musicians, set up a studio between the lanes of the bowling alleys where the musicians recorded songs for 2 days and nights in both 2014 and 2015. And I've got a couple cuts from this album on the show tonight. The first one is Lucinda Williams and her cover of a Graham Parsons song, Hickory Wind.
I didn't realize we were going to have the liberty of having these wonderful players with us out.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
You know, yeah. Okay.
This is cool.
We're ready? Okay. South Carolina, there's many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. It makes me time it begins calling me home. Hickory wind. I started out younger at most everything.
hickory wind.
Well, that was the great storyteller and phraseologist, if there is such a word, James McMurtry, and Down Across the Delaware from his album titled Where'd You Hide the Body, came out in 1995. And of course, your geography lesson for tonight, the Delaware River runs between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Thought I'd help you out on that. I've talked about him a lot on Boogie Back, and he's the son, of course, of novelist and scriptwriter and an English professor. And he still plays at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas, with his band, The Heartless Bastards, at midnight when he isn't touring. Before James, we heard Lucinda Williams with a song written by Bob Buchanan and Graham Parsons called Hickory Wind from the Buddy Miller and KIMO Sessions at Sea album. And Lucinda started out in Houston and Austin in the late 70s, but her records didn't do very well until 1988, when her self-titled album included the song Passionate Kisses that Mary Chapin Carpenter later recorded, and for which Lucinda won a Grammy in 1994. Her real commercial breakthrough happened in 1994. With the album Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. She's won 3 Grammys and 15 nominations and received 2 Americana Awards as well. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas, your island connection, the voice of Ashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island. On the web at thsrestaurant.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, where serving the financial needs of our neighbors in a not-for-profit manner, improving housing stock, lowering energy usage, and putting lots of contractors to work is how PSCCU practices community and cooperation Vashon style.
What a great voice. Thank you to our supporters, and including those of you who are members. So we're going to go back to the KIMO Sessions at Sea album for a classic and beautiful song, I think covered well by Buddy Miller and Brandi Carlile. Here they are with Angel from Montgomery.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. He dreams with light and thunder was designed. This old house would have burned down a long time ago.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go.
Younger, I had me a cowboy. He wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. Now that was a long time, no matter how I tried, these dreams go by life. I'm broken down dead.
Flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go. Thank you.
flies in the kitchen. I can hear them, they're buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and got nothing to say?
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way.
Have to know. Do you have have to know. I got some kind of deal, but it's all a deal if you have to know.
Lonnie Mack on guitar and vocal, Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar and vocal, and the song was If You Have to Know. Came from the album Strike Like Lightning, came out in 1985. Lonnie grew up near Cincinnati, where Terry and I grew up, and he had huge hits in 1963 with two instrumentals, surprisingly, Memphis and Wham. That raised the bar for solo guitar throughout rock and roll, and over time he and Stevie Ray Vaughan became really good friends, and Lonnie became somewhat of a mentor to him. Stevie persuaded Lonnie to come to Austin to live, and they played together a lot. And the album, Strike Like Lightning, was co-produced by them and was a huge hit that has resulted in a tour featuring appearances, guest appearances by Stevie, Ry Cooder, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, and a concert at Carnegie Hall. Not bad. After a few more records, he decided he wanted to quit selling records, quit touring like that, and he just started to hit a few roadhouses in the area, and he stopped that in 2004 and just kind of hung out, and he died in 2016. Before Lonnie, we heard Buddy Miller, joined by Brandi Carlile and Tim and Phil Hanseroth, two guys who joined Brandi often on her records, and the song, of course, was Angel from Montgomery, the great John Prine song. That also was from the KIMO Sessions at Sea album, and Buddy was born in Fairborn, Ohio. We got a little theme going here. Near Dayton, his family moved to Princeton, New Jersey, and he moved to Austin, and he played in Ray Campy's rockabilly band, and then in his wife-to-be's band, Julie, and Buddy and Julie moved to New York City, and they formed another band there that included Sean Colvin on vocals and guitar. During that time in New York, Buddy also played with Jim Latterdale, whom he had a radio show, as I noted earlier, as well as Larry Campbell and, yes, Kinky Friedman also. He and Julie have a whole bunch of albums together. And Buddy's been a part of the Sweet Harmony Traveling Review and Robert Plant's Band of Joy, one of my favorite bands lately. He's done some albums. He's done film, TV, won a dozen Americana Music Awards and honors, and No Depression Magazine named him Artist of the Decade in 2008. He's among one of the most connected musicians that I know of. You're listening to a particularly excellent set of songs on Boogie Back to Texas on your island connection. My arm hurts from patting myself on the back. We're on the Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening and making us a part of your evening tonight. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and really appreciate your encouraging me to listen to a lot of music in preparation for this show. There are times when we kind of muse about the old days and we note or even lament how things have changed, with part of the fact that some of us are growing old. This next set includes pretty eloquent depictions of that sentiment. We're going to lead off with Slade Cleaves and Take Home Pay.
Been hanging rock for 20 odd years now, 6 days a week and I can't keep up. My shoulder burns like a grinding gearbox, these young crews are too fast and tough. I'm on my way down to the pawn shop, a couple hundred is all I need. If I have to, I'll hit the blood bank. I'm bone dry, but I can always bleed. Schemers scheme around the edges. Dreamers dream of better days. Everyone knows what the catch is. It's all about the take-home pay. Some oxy to keep me moving. It slowly takes some things away. The only thing I was scared of losing, she packed up and left today. Well, I guess she got tired of waiting for the man she thought I'd be. In the end, you can't really blame her. We're all scrapping for the do-re-mi. Schemers scheme around the edges. Dreamers dream of better days. Everyone knows what the catch is. It's all about the take-home pay. I think I caught her giving me the eye. Or there's a guy that I know from high school, could set me up at the Super 8, selling pills to the red-eyed truckers coming in off the interstate. Schemers scheme around the edges. Dreamers dream of better days. Everyone knows what the catch is. It's all about
reined them too tight. He rode with the best. Hell, he rode with me. Nick got it all wrong in that book of history. It wasn't cowboys and ponies, it was horses and men. What schoolboys and ladies, it was cowtowns and tales. He told them best. Real life can always use a good stretch. That don't change the things we did. Cause the truest thing was a life that we lived. It wasn't cowboys and ponies, it was horses and men. It wasn't schoolboys and ladies, it was cowtowns and sand. And there was blood on the leather and tears in her eyes. We swore at the devil and then went for a ride. Bitter as a night, sweet Jesus wept. She stole my heart, age stole the fire. They stole my prayer when they strung all that wire. It wasn't cowboys and ponies, it was horses and men. What schoolboys and ladies, it was.
That was Radney Foster and Went for a Ride. And it came from his album Del Rio, Texas, 1959, named after the place and year of his birth. Radney went to college at the University of South in Suwanee, Tennessee, with Catherine Swearingen, who is the executive director of the Senior Center. And she's the one who introduced me to Radney, and I'm really, Radney's music anyway, and I'm really pleased that she did. Radney was in Nashville writing some songs, and he hooked up with Bill Lloyd, and the Foster-Lloyd duo did rather well. 3 albums and 9 singles on the country charts. Radney's solo career started out with this album, the Del Rio 1959 album. He's had a bunch of hits on the country charts, and his songs have been recorded by 6 artists, but not all of them country. So it's an interesting kind of mix of people who were choosing to record his songs. Before Radney, we heard Slade Cleaves and Take Home Pay from his Ghost on the Car Radio album. The album was produced by a guy by the name of Scrappy Judd Newcomb, and he also played some guitar and provided some backup vocals on that. Scrappy's been around Austin for a long time, producing records, played a lot with Ian McLaughlin, formerly The Faces, and some other bands around the Austin area. Slade himself is from Maine, came to Austin to hang with the songwriters there about 20 years ago, and he never left. I really like his lyrics and his music in general. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on Your Island Connection, the voice of Vashon. Thanks for making us and this show part of your evening. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, spinning some tunes by Texas musicians.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Well, thank you again to those folks. We're going to do two more songs that have to do with days gone by. And for the first, we're going to go back to Slade Cleaves, because this whole album, this Ghost on the Car Radio, is kind of looking at what life used to be in this country and what's missing as well. So here's Slade Cleaves with The Little Guys.
I was in the first grade, I was pumping gasoline. Dad did the wrenching and Mama kept the books clean. I could rebuild the carburetor by the time I was 12 years old. I'll have you back on the road, get you back in your machine. B is for Butch, Evelyn is Mama's name. B&E Auto Service, just a block off Maine. Coming up on 40 years, all in all, not a bad career. But after we lost Dad, things began to change. Each day there's a little less I recognize in my hometown. It's hard watching the little guys going down. Oil and grime in the pores of my skin. Think of all the brake dust I've been breathing in. I got a stack of new regulations, high tech specifications. I can't keep up, too old to go to school again. Stoplights, we had one, now there's 4. And you can't see the shop from Main Street anymore. There's a new HEB across town, but over here things are slowing down. As I turn out the lights and lock up my front door, Mom and Pops love cuss don't have a place in the world today. The little guy shops don't stand a chance when the big guys start to play. The old men in town meet for coffee every day. If things go smooth, I'll take my place come May. Or I could set up the navigation, head out and see the nation, instead of watching my old friends fade away. Each day there's a little less I recognize in my hometown. And it's hard watching the little guys going down. say that that don't mean I'm hanging round, 'cause it's hard watching the little guys going down.
Yeah, that was Boss Gags on vocals and rhythm and lead guitars, and Hell to Pay from his 2015 album A Fool to Care, rather cynical look at the political world and elsewhere today. Joining him was Bonnie Raitt on vocals and her always outstanding slide guitar. Boz was born in Dallas, and he went to the same high school as Steve Miller. And in fact, they were in a band together there, and they went to Wisconsin for college and played there together for a while as well. He went to Europe, and he then came back to the U.S. and went to San Francisco during the psychedelic times and linked up with Steve Miller again, and he appeared on Steve Miller Band's first two albums. He then went off on his own, played in some other bands, and then in 1976, he recorded Silk Degrees, which reached number two on the charts, spawned about four or five hit singles, and was one of the huge hits of the disco years. Boz still plays and records some, but a lot of his time is taken up growing grapes and making some wine in Napa Valley. Before Boz and Bonnie, we heard Slade Cleaves again with Little Guys from his album Ghost on the Car Radio. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, here on the Voice of Vashon. We're going to go out the door with a song that was written in the 60s, but pretty well could apply just as well today. Here is Stephen Stills on Gibson Firebird guitars, David Crosby on a Gretsch Country Gentleman guitar, Graham Nash on a Fender Broadcaster, and Neil Young on Hammond B3 organ. We got Russ Kunkel on the drums and Joe Lala on percussion. A live recording of Love the One You're With from their 1974 album and tour. Thank you and good night.
Shut up.